Hey, everybody, you tuned into the Face Rocker podcast. This is episode 53. I'm co-host Des Dali. Tonight, Freddie Wong and Matt Arnold are out, so we are joined by co-host Logan Olson, my brother Benji Dali, and sometimes podcast producer, and our buddy John Carmen of Ruby Dog Films. Tonight, Logan gets us to dig into mythological creatures for all of 5 minutes before we quickly and strangely switch subjects to workout routines, and Will Campos stops by to read our horoscopes. And that all happens tonight on the Face Rocker Podcast, episode 53. Oh. I was waiting for the door to close.
Does that red light mean something?
It means Alex is in his booth recording.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Logan. Logan's queuing me off here. Welcome to another Face Rocker podcast. One of your four co-hosts, Des Dali, here tonight with
Logan. Logan's here.
Pal Logan Olson and my good buddy John Carmen.
That's me.
Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm pretty good. And my brother.
Hey, guys.
Benji.
Are you technically a guest this time?
A friend of the
family. Or like a substitute for Matt and are they coming at all? Matt
I don't
Freddy?
Think so.
I haven't heard from Matt or Freddy.
Yeah, they're busy shooting pickups right now. They told me they were originally supposed to have a spotting session at 7, but now they won't be back until like 9. So
it's fair to say that this is, if you're here for Matt or Freddy, you might want to just shut it off.
Welcome to Face Rocker Podcast, episode 43, a very hostless version.
53.
I'm here.
53.
It's number 53.
And I'll try to make up for Matt and Freddy.
Do we need to make up for Matt and
Not
Freddy,
really.
Though? I think we're
they
fine.
They cancel each other out. It's like neutrons, no. Electrons, positrons, protons.
Positrons and protons.
Oh, my God. You've already lost me on that one. Well, I don't know. That's
probably
stuff.
The most awkward podcast intro we've ever had.
No. It's all good.
But now that we got that out of the way.
No, so we're all drinking scotch this time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We are, actually.
Right here?
This podcast is brought to you by Johnny Walker Black Label.
This one's for Ron.
They're not paying us for it, but maybe if we plug it enough, they'll send us a check.
Or like a barrel.
Or a barrel. Cheers, guys.
I like to
propose
a toast.
Would you?
To good bros. Good times.
To chill bros?
To good bros.
Leave me hanging here.
Chill bros.
I can't reach this.
Red hot bros all around.
How about to the chillest bros you know?
To the chillest bros.
Segway?
Benji, were you going to announce something?
Speaking of the chillest bros you know, we totally lied to you on the last podcast and said that we'd have a t-shirt ready for you by the time it debuted. And that didn't happen. However...
It didn't happen. And I will tell you this. Someone got reamed for that.
Really?
Someone got
Wait,
reamed.
Really?
Yes,
Please
really.
Tell us.
We had a meeting and we said, when we say there's going to be a chillest bro you know t-shirt available on the website, there better motherfucking be a chillest bro you know t-shirt ready on that website. And there was a problem with that. And we fixed it. We've rectified the issue.
Do you have metrics regarding how many people went to that site expecting to buy the shirt?
Like we
people
do. Google, we're not like, going to get into it. That.
Yeah, we don't want
to. I'll tell you this: if only one person had showed up looking for the shirt, we let them down because it wasn't there.
That's hey,
right?
That's beautiful, man.
So, Benji,
Kevin, I know our boy Kevin, and Kevin, you'll know who we're talking about. He's like our most active guy. If you follow our social stuff,
Kevin.
Kevin's all over our stuff. I guarantee you, Kevin will be our boy. That is rocking the chillest bro you know, T.
Logan, if there's anyone listening this week who didn't listen last week, would you give them some background?
I believe we just talked about, I asked the question, who's the chillest bro you know?
Right.
Which I do want to point out that I did not appreciate that I wasn't even thrown into the chill bro conversation. I feel like I'm a pretty chill bro.
I was going to say you, but nobody asked me.
I didn't get any love.
So can we see the chillest bro you know t-shirt design?
So we went and designed the shirt because people went to the site and said
they went and designed. Do you mean Benji went to Cafe Press or like you actually had somebody
we
do
went
it?
To our Trisha, our merch manager Trisha and said we need this to happen and we need it to happen right away and we want it to go up by today. You'll be listening to this podcast. The shirt is available on shop.rocketjump.com.
And here's a picture of it.
Here's a picture of it right
here. Wow.
Somewhere.
That looks good.
I'm not going to waste all the time to do that.
It's tracking to Logan's thumb right now.
I'm going to Vanna White it away like on Wheel of Fortune.
That was a really rad effect.
None of
Thank
that.
You for putting that in, Benji.
Guess what? That's not
well
happening.
Done.
John, are you going to support the podcast and buy the Chillest Bro You Know shirt?
I'll take a free one and support the podcast.
I have a question about that. Do you guys do ever dog food gifts here at Rocket Jump where you give your employees just Rocket Jump themed gifts? Wait, like for
dog
Christmas
food gifts. Is that like a saying? Is that what bad gifts are called?
I think it is. You might want to look it up, like dog food gifts, but dog like food gifts. Like, you know, like if what's a company that I could never be associated with? Like if Marlboro gave all their all their employees like a pack of cigarettes for Christmas or something. That'd be like a dog food gift, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Benji can fact check it. But like, do you guys ever do dog food here at Rocket Jump?
No. We give people Rocket Jump gear. I won't say we give people dog food, but yeah, people want stuff. We make a new line of shirts or something. We make sure everybody gets one.
What percentage of your employees here just wear Rocket Jump stuff all the time and not like real clothes?
Matt, right? Where's the most?
He just walks around in an unwashed Rocket Jump supporter shirt
for like 2 months.
Matt, does he wash
Matt
it?
Matt did wear like a VJHS shirt every day for 2 months
until it's dirty, and then he'll go and break into the supply closet
and grab a fresh one out of a plastic bag.
Those blue
and put it on.
Like we've had a surplus of those blue
not anymore.
Kickstarter.
I think Matt burned through them.
No, that's not very
funny. Yeah.
He's not here to defend himself.
He just throws them out.
We're just ripping on Matt. I don't know if that's true or not, but he did go through a span of many weeks where he wore just fresh merch shirts out of the closet.
Now, I mean, granted, that was like hard edit time. Yeah, so they weren't leaving the building.
That's when people are living here in the office. I would say 100% of the people here wear Rocket Jump gear occasionally. Nobody wears it 100% of the time.
Except Matt.
So, and it's still not 100.
I want to talk to you guys about something.
Yeah. Well, what's on your mind, Logan? You got really serious with your tone there.
Or is that a choke?
Are you okay? I wanted to talk to you guys about your favorite mythological creatures today.
Why is this tonight's subject?
Okay.
That's what I thought would be a good one to talk about while we enjoy our Johnny Walker.
By the way, tonight's podcast was originally going to be
just you two,
Logan and I, which started out as a joke.
I thought he was serious.
I was serious.
I thought it was a joke.
I knew you were serious.
we were texting all week, like, guys, who's available? Matt and Freddie are out, and Logan goes, psh, I guess it'll just be Dez and I putting down a bottle of Johnny Walker. And I thought that was just a sarcastic, like, guys, we don't have anyone. We're not doing a podcast.
No, every joke begins.
Yeah. No, but today, this morning, Logan goes, I want one of you guys to pick up some scotch, and we're going to talk about mythological creatures.
But I want to ambush you with another question first, and I have a feeling Dez will abstain. And that's totally chill, Dez. No pressure.
Well, you gotta ask me first, and then I'll decide if I abstain or not.
So, I don't know if you guys know this, but do I have to hunch like this to be picked up? I feel like I have to hunch.
I don't think so.
No.
Oh, does this work?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah.
So, the Dolly Bros have both moved in with their significant others, right?
Almost.
Oh. Yeah, I have. I just did. Yeah.
And is this your first time moving in with a loved one? Like this?
Well, I mean, I've lived with either
a
brother.
A platonic loved one?
Yeah, definitely. First time, first go.
Yes.
So, and you haven't done it. You said you haven't started yet.
Taylor gets in tomorrow night.
Boom. So, we'll ask about that
next week, maybe.
But
I'm sure you will. I don't know Taylor will be listening too.
You might as well just bring her in so he can ask her all the questions.
I would love to.
No. I could not do that to her. Well, she's tough. I don't think you can ambush her.
I think she can
handle
it.
Sweetheart.
Sure you would.
So, Benji, what's it like, man?
Dude, I love it, man. I'm not going to lie. I'm having a ball.
What's
the best part?
I'm having a ball. What's the best part? Actually going home from work. You come home and you see her there. It's awesome. I mean, because we were long distance.
What do you guys do? Like,
we were long distance. What do we do? What?
Like around the house. Like, what do you guys do? Like, do you guys watch movies? Do you cook?
We do a lot of working out and stuff. She's very fitness oriented.
Just working out all day.
No, we do a lot of hiking.
Resistance exercises. Like, you like squat with her on her knees.
No, we do a lot of hiking. Go on runs. We've hit up every farmer's market within a 10-mile radius already.
God.
I've gone total Frank Ricard.
This is so coupley.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
So coupley.
Dude, it's a ball. I've never done it before. I'm having a blast.
That
I don't care
abysmal.
What anyone says. It's fantastic.
Don't you both like get up at like 4 a.m. or something like that?
No. We get up early, though. I get up now by like 7 every day, which is very new for me.
That's not bad.
Why?
She's up really early. She's up really early, and then it's like... I'm kind of up too, so I might as well just
be up. That's why I'll never love a woman. John doesn't want to get up that early.
No.
I guess I'm single forever. Oopsies.
The one that got away.
Yeah. Have you ever lived with a girlfriend, John?
No.
No?
You say, like, no way, dude.
Dude. Don't plan on it. What were you telling me in the car the other day? Because I reminded you guys the girlfriend's moving in, and you go, oh, man, I guess... I'm the lone wolf in the office.
Well, no, I've been trying to convince Freddie
to be my wingman.
So Freddie is the only guy around here who's still single, right?
Yeah, me and Freddie, that's not true.
You, Freddie, and Clint.
Clint doesn't count. He's like asexual or something.
My God.
Clint, if you're listening, you're free to weigh in on that.
Yeah.
Thoughts on Clint?
Tweet your questions to add Punisher.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude, I'm digging it. I'm having a great time.
What's the worst part?
Having to clean myself up because I'm a total slob. You know, I'm a mess.
I'm a slob.
And I have to just mind my P's and Q's. And
do you
like,
guys
clean
have like a
Tour
Wars like sheet or something on the fridge?
Oh, you gotta
do
that.
There's no sheet, but like we had a talk like before she moved out here, like, hey, you know that I'm not good at cleaning or like keeping up after myself, so I'm not gonna be good at first, so give me like a 2-week buffer period of when I mess up each one, like give me like a little teaching segment. Hey, this don't do this, let's do it like this
and
next time.
And has she been taking you up on that?
Yeah, she's been great, man. She's been cool.
Like, how does she
cool.
what's one of your infractions you've done?
The biggest one, dude, and the hardest one is the toilet seat. I leave the toilet seat up.
That's the easy one.
Yeah. That one is I
thought you were gonna say just peeing all over the toilet seat
not putting it back down. You'd think it wouldn't be that big of a deal, but it just makes life easier if you just remember to put that bad boy down. Easier for her.
Has she splashed yet?
It's not that hard, John. I mean, I'm not really going out of my way.
Yeah, so if it's not that hard, why is it a big deal for her to lower the seat?
Because you forget it and then you fall in.
Because it's like just it's like manners. It's just, you know, it'd be nice. It's nice. Why not? Why just sit here and say, well, why don't you do it? It's like, okay, well, I can, so I guess I should. I'm already standing there.
I'm just really into like men's rights and stuff. So this,
oh my God,
this is one of those
good
things.
Luck. This is one of those things that
oh, you're one of that one.
Yeah, that's not a
men's rights.
Yeah. Oh my Lord!
Thank God.
He's like, that's disgusting.
It is.
How was it integrating your stuff together? Because you and I had a conversation when I told you I was moving in with the lady. I feel like everyone who's listening to this is like, I've never been in this situation.
But you will be.
But you will be.
You're going to be moving with someone you love at some point.
Yeah. I mean, learn from us. But I know you said that one of the most difficult things, I don't want to speak for you, was integrating your lives.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like if you each have stuff, like getting that stuff pulled together is nightmarish. Especially if you're like, this house is at like a home. Like, we want this to feel nice as opposed to like a bunch of bros in a bro den.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, getting it all looking nice.
That was the first mistake I made. Taylor was telling me about all these things she's bringing out, and
you were poo-pooing it too. You're like, oh no, it's gonna be easy, man.
I thought, I was like, man, I got this. And then it's, oh honey, I gotta pack all this up, and I gotta get all this and put this in the boxes and ship that, and I'm gonna carry this. And I'm thinking, why? Just get everything when you get out here, you know. Just throw your clothes in a suitcase.
They value those things. They don't want
to
leave them.
You're right. Those are, she's bringing her home with her to Los Angeles. She can't just go get all new shit. It doesn't work like that.
And that's expensive. Who wants to buy all new shit?
Yeah.
Screw that.
I don't know. So we got to move. You know, she's bringing a bunch of stuff out and we're moving it all in.
So that's tomorrow?
That's tomorrow night, yeah.
Are you dreading it a little bit?
No, not at all.
Looking forward to it?
Very much, yeah.
Get some moving gloves? Some of those fingerless moving gloves?
No, man. Ooh. All man. I'm going to build up some calluses.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, right?
That's how you do it.
You're going to regret
it
tomorrow. So should we talk about Ferguson, or like should we just let that one lie?
John wanted to talk about it.
But he's also a men's rights activist.
John's
like, this
a,
men,
a man's so, rights activist.
You're just
trying
to go in trouble,
you clear the air
way.
Here?
About what?
we'll give you an opportunity to clear it regarding anything, if you'd like.
Well, with regards to men's activists, clearly I was joking, okay?
Okay.
Were you? Secondly, right. is there anything else clear? Or is that it?
That's it.
Clear the air. I feel like you're making it sound like I polluted it or something.
Well, yeah. I was going to ask about Ferguson, but it feels like a pretty sensitive thing, so we don't have to go there.
It's really, yeah. I mean, it's a thing that's happening. People are really upset about it.
Here's your platform, Benji. I see you always retweeting stuff. Do you want to, like,
I've been retweeting a lot, too.
I mean, but this podcast is for fun. I would just say, just pay attention to things.
Yeah.
My message would be, pay attention. Don't just not
informed.
Pay attention, you know? Pay attention to this. This is going to be something in a textbook someday, maybe. You know? That would be what I'd throw out there.
All right.
This is some stuff.
Kids, pause your video game. Google Ferguson, you know, enlighten yourself a little.
Did you guys hear about the whole, like, Ferguson on Twitter versus on Facebook?
No. What is that?
Where apparently, like, a lot of people are like, well, Ferguson's all over my Twitter, but it's nowhere on my Facebook.
Facebook's all ice bucket challenge?
Is all
it's
all
that's what it really was like, why is my Twitter Ferguson and my Facebook ice bucket challenge?
Yeah.
And it just has to do with the algorithms each one chooses to present to you.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of twisted.
It's not, well, it's not like Facebook's like, we can't let them know about Ferguson. Yeah. It's just like what you have been like designed to see is what your friends have posted in a certain way, and
yeah,
it just leads to a bunch of ice bucket challenges.
Other friends, so I'm sure, like, if you have two, like, one friend who tags another friend, then it's very likely it's going to appear. Whereas some guy's rambling by himself, probably is not going to.
All those loners, all those rambling loners, rambling loners.
You think you're going to tag your friends in like a discussion about Ferguson? Whereas
I don't know, like, that's what, when you retweet it, you're like shouting it from the rooftops.
Yeah,
but yeah, just like those two different social models lead to like.
Think about it. Every time you tweet,
that's you're right. I kind of feel
a thought you decided you need to share with the universe.
Yeah,
I guess that
kind of just put that in a really good perspective for me, because I've never just like, I wouldn't just walk outside on the street right now and start yelling, "This is fucked, people!" But then I'll get on Twitter and retweet a storm.
I'm mad as hell.
And, you know, it's kind of like that CK bit when he's talking about people in cars and stuff. You know,
like, I thought you were going to say the one where it's like giving kids cell phones and it's like, you're fat.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, you know, like road rage. You know, you don't do that shit anywhere else. You do it in a car where you know you're safe. It's like, I feel like more people will run their mouth on Twitter instead of just going outside. And
so,
like,
do you think that's going to lead to people running their mouth in real life? Like, do you think?
I mean,
we'll get
I hope
to that?
So. Don't keep it in. Let's talk some shit out.
You want some road rage, but like at a mall and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, hey there, buddy. Like, that sort of stuff. Yeah. Fuck you, guy. You just know? Random people, fingers.
Yeah. Just
faces.
Pointing. Just staring. Mad mugging. Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to talk about Ferguson. I think maybe is where we need.
Well, I don't know if this.
I think
is
it might be. Let's talk with something
it.
That has some time between it.
Bucket challenge.
We can talk about that. I was going to go back to mythological creatures.
I would much rather do mythological creatures.
Yeah, all right.
Or we can all do the bucket challenge right now because it's hot as hell.
It is hot in here. It's terribly hot.
John doesn't want to do the bucket
challenge. Well, it's about such a tragic, horrifying disease.
I mean, it is.
It's not like any more lighthearted than Ferguson, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, but it's a fun fundraiser.
Yeah, but it's
a fundraiser, but it's fantastic because they've raised like over like
200%. Like, how dare you trivialize this? It's like, well, you
it's like,
we actually...
Well, I mean, yeah, like it's actually raised crazy, like almost like $30 million this year compared to
like 15
in the same, you
know. There are a lot of people who don't understand it and are using it as just like this vanity thing, and they're not donating anything.
I think that's fine, though.
But it's fine. It's still creating awareness.
At the end of the day, it's still making more money than it did before, so it's cool. You know,
woo!
No thing.
Yeah. So what's your favorite mythological creature, guys?
The werewolf.
Ooh,
done.
The werewolf.
Hands down.
Is that mythological, though, or just like a...
Wikipedia. Check it.
So what's the myth behind the werewolf?
What's the myth behind the werewolf?
Mythological creature
lycanthrope?
Usually has a myth.
Oh, God, I don't know. It depends on which story. It's one of those creatures that has a number of different origins.
But I wouldn't distinguish between mythological and fantastical.
The werewolf is mythological. Do you want me to prove it to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your difference between mythological and fantastical?
It has to be part of a myth. Like an ancient...
Oh, it has to be ancient, so there's like a time period? Like before
Cyclops,
a certain century?
Pegasus.
I've always thought Medusa's pretty cool.
How come?
Just because I remember seeing Clash of the Titans as a kid, and that shit's terrified me.
Medusa's technically a subset of a specific kind of mythological creature.
Yeah, it's like...
That's known to have a serpent-like body and snakes for hair.
Yeah.
The Medusa is just one particular story where they named her Medusa. There are actually a number of other variations.
Oh, there's a number of Medusas.
Medusa? Not the Hydra.
Hydra are the creatures that get their heads cut off.
Hydra is the seven-headed creature that guards the gate to the underworld.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yes.
I thought that was the three-headed wolf.
That there are a number of creatures that work together to guard the numerous entrance and exit ways from the underworld.
Why would the underworld need a guard? I thought nobody wants to go to the underworld.
Dude, I didn't write these damn stories.
Well, you want to go and visit your cousins or whatever.
Yeah, I guess.
The Hydra, I can also tell you, I recall, was beheaded and defeated by Zeus on his second, what did you call it? The second, what were they, his chores?
I thought that was Hercules. Didn't Hercules?
Oh, yeah, it's Hercules, not Zeus. I'm sorry. Yeah. Zeus is the god.
Yeah, it's like 12 challenges.
It's 12 chores or whatever they were called.
Do you guys see that? See the Rock movie, the Hercules movie?
Yeah, I want to because I love the Rock.
Did you hear about it, though?
No, I haven't heard
anything. Apparently, all the commercial footage takes place in the first half minute of the movie while he's like being told stories. And then like the guy's like, no, that's actually not what Hercules is about. It's actually... And then is the actual movie where there's no cool badass creatures or anything. It's just like a dude walking around doing his thing.
Can I,
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Why would...
What?
Who would do that?
Don't give The Rock 3 minutes to beat ass. Give him the full 90.
Well, I think he beats ass, but like a normal dude. Like a normal ass beater.
The Rock's not a normal ass beater, though. He was the champ.
Do you guys see Ninja Turtles yet?
No. We've moved on from mythological creatures already?
Well, you're still looking shit up.
I got it. A werewolf. Also known as lycanthrope, from Greek, and then it has the Greek words wolf and man, is a mythological or folkloric human with the ability to shapeshift into a wolf or blah, 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 wolf-like creature, widespread concept in European folklore.
So what's the origin?
Developed during the medieval period.
That's not mythological. That's the medieval period.
So mythological has to be like before, it's like pre-AD.
I think they need to have been drinking wine and wearing togas when they came up with it.
All right.
Yeah.
I think I see what you're saying.
You got one of those? You said Medusa. That was a good one. That's very mythological, Benji.
What's Petronius? That's the
Petronius,
earliest.
That sounds like Harry Potter. That's a curse.
How about you, man?
27 AD.
I'm not so much into the old-timey stuff. I like the modern old-timey stuff. I like the modern myths, you know, like Bigfoot.
Not Slender a classics, man.
Yeah, more contemporary, you know.
Dude, yeah, if we're going with the newer age ones, I'm a huge fan of the Loch Ness Monster.
Loved
hearing about Nessie.
Like, what's your guys' logic behind these?
Well, it's a modern element of mystery in a world in which there's not much of it. You know, it's like everything's on Wikipedia now. This isn't something that's...
Did you guys hear about, they took... So apparently there was like a collection of DNA samples of Bigfoot, like hair samples and nail samples, and they did a
Where
DNA
did these samples
sample.
Come from?
Who got these samples?
Like different... Throughout the ages, people have been like, hey, this is some of his hair and whatnot. And so they actually went through and did DNA histograms or whatever, and it was mainly just like border collies and bunnies and deer.
Have you seen the Finding Bigfoot show?
No, is this like a TLC show?
It's like a TLC show. Our dad hooked on it. Loves it.
Does he believe in Bigfoot?
Oh yeah,
he believes in everything.
He believes in all of it.
Whoa!
Bigfoot, aliens, Loch Ness Monster, creature from the Black Lagoon.
Do you guys?
The Mummy.
Do you guys believe in this? Do you guys believe in it?
Well, in Bigfoot? No.
Well,
I don't know.
You know, Jake, our good friend Jake, he is a Bigfoot expert. He could school you guys
on
Bigfoot evidence. If we got him on the phone.
Evidence? Quote unquote evidence?
Trust me, I was as skeptic as you, but that dude, the guy's.
But
there's a whole lot of
evidence
we don't know about still.
Doesn't have it in a jar.
Like the Marianas Trench, the moon.
You never know.
We haven't seen all of it yet.
Bigfoot's totally hiding down in the Marianas Trench.
Little scuba gear.
Yeah.
There's different like subsets, you know. There's like Sasquatch, Yetis.
Yeah, because they're all different. That's the thing. Sasquatch, Yeti. Wait, how do you say it? I almost said it wrong. The abdominal.
The abdominal
snowman. He's so
like abdominal stomach.
I'm gonna like this really buff dude, word. And he's wearing those little ski blades, like really short skis with his short shorts.
Dude, so ripped.
They're
be
all
careful.
Different. Yeah, they're all supposed to be different beasts.
Why, Logan? Why this of all subjects?
Why not? Do we have a purpose here? Do you want to debate?
I would like a purpose to what we're talking about. Why not?
Because it's cool.
Because it's cool, man. There's nothing cooler than badass creatures duking it out.
Well, okay. I imagine you brought this up because you have a really badass creature you want to talk about. So what?
This isn't about me. I want to know about you guys.
Lives. This is your podcast too.
Yeah. Who's your favorite mythological creature?
You pull the trigger. Pick one.
I think I might like the classics, the unicorn.
The unicorn.
Yeah.
I said werewolf. He went with, abominable snowman. Benji went with the abdominable snowman. You picked the unicorn.
Why is the unicorn special? All the unicorn has is a stick in its face, right? What is the unicorn stick?
No.
It's not a stick.
It's a horn.
Whatever the shit is.
Apparently,
it's a horn.
They're magical and they can fly and their blood possesses
they all fly?
Magical powers.
They can talk. Like, hello, Benji.
Oh, really?
They fart rainbows.
I didn't know any of that.
I think that might be an internet thing.
No, that's true.
That's Skittles.
Check the facts, as John would say.
Did you guys ever see Legend with Tom Cruise?
Love
where he's
Legend.
Isn't he
Legend's
trying to chase a unicorn, but then Tim Curry is like,
Tim Curry's
unicorn's
trying to kill
mine.
It.
Yeah, that's messed
Devil
up.
Curry.
But I don't know. I think that's a nice one. Very pleasant.
I guess when you think mythological creature, you always, at least me, I think of scary things. I don't think of the fun ones.
How come? I don't know.
Go ahead. I don't know. I just creature is a scary sounding word to me. I think
I think of all that all those Ray Harryhausen flicks I watched as a kid.
which has the Cyclops with a unicorn horn.
Yeah, Cyclops.
Do you recall? Yeah. And he blended a few. There's nothing wrong with a few mashups if you guys want to do like some mashups with your mythological creatures. Like,
was that?
Like,
did they ever do mashups back in the day?
Like an abdominal werewolf, like a werewolf,
the
like
abdominal,
a,
werewolf.
Like the abdominal werewolf. Okay, that's a Halloween costume for you.
Hey guys, how's it going? Jimmy Wong, aka Ted from VGHS here, telling you to check out shop.rocketjump.com. We've got brand new merchandise like iPhone cases and iPad decals to shirts, Blu-rays, and posters, including brand new Season 2 designs from our friends at Danger Brain. There's also the incredibly popular VGHS hoodie, and some of our older shirts are on sale for a great price. So make sure you check it out right after this podcast at shop.rocketjump.com. Thanks so much, guys.
Are you guys still doing exercise? Are you guys still exercising? You got some exercise regimes going on?
Yeah. You got to.
Really? You're like...
I try. I mean, I was at the gym yesterday, but it was the first time in like 3 weeks.
Do you just do that that little machine that's like the ski machine with the...
The elliptical?
Yeah, do you just ride the gazelle?
Ride the gazelle. No, I don't just ride the gazelle.
The gazelle freestyle?
Yeah.
No.
He's thinking of the ski one that was in Anna Puppa's basement. Your feet are like this the whole time. Those are great.
Does his favorite.
The Tony Little gazelle freestyle.
Yeah,
Tony Little.
Do you remember that?
The gazelle? You throw on your singlet and ride the gazelle for a few hours. Great way to start.
I was getting really defensive, and it's just because I'm embarrassed. I actually do throw on my singlet and I ride the gazelle when I'm at the 24-hour fitness in Pasadena, California. You can find me there every night. Ponying up on the gazelle in my onesie. That's me, guys. You nailed it.
I bet you look pretty sharp.
I do what I can.
Do you wear Under Armour under your singlet? Or you just
oh, yeah,
wear
all
like
the time.
That
Under Armour, plastics, under my onesie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your regime then if it's not the
If you're gonna go to, if you're gonna pay money and drive to a gym, you gotta use gear that you
don't have
at home. Yeah.
Racquetball court.
Man, I wish. They don't have a racquetball court in my gym. A lot of free weights.
I'd play racquetball with you guys if you want.
Dude, yeah. I'd love to.
Have you ever played racquetball?
Yeah, I love racquetball.
It's like
playing
Tron,
college
man.
All the time.
It's like
Tron. It's hard.
It's like it's bouncing all over the place off the walls and stuff, and it makes like a
loud.
Like a laser beam.
It's fun how loud it is.
It sounds like a laser beam.
Yeah, it's super
great stress
like a
reliever
beam.
Too. You get to hit the shit out of that ball.
It's not like tennis where you're like, well, like, now I gotta chase it. Like, no. It's staying in this room.
Yeah. It ain't going nowhere.
How about you, Benji? Are you still rocking like some serious exercise now?
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, because of the girlfriend, now I'm eating healthy. So, I mean, my
she makes you eat healthy, like bean sprouts and stuff.
Yeah, dude, I eat good stuff now, man. I eat like really
not like my girlfriend. She just fries and cheeseburgers.
She lets me shove burgers in my mouth. No, dude. So, I mean, like, the health has taken a huge upkick.
Huge upkick.
Yep.
How about you, John? You exercise?
Yeah.
Do you?
You lying.
Sure.
Yeah. All the time.
John just like sipping his scotch.
Yeah.
I'm all up in that gym 24/7.
John likes to lift the wheatgrass to his mouth.
Breaking a sweat just doing that.
So, have you guys ever done yoga before?
Yeah.
What do you think about yoga?
Dude, yoga's sweet. It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard?
Yeah.
It was it like a Bikram one
like
where it's like 120 degrees?
Stream of...
No.
Consciousness questions about. Here. Just like whatever pops into your head is the next question that fires on you.
Exercise.
Yeah, what are we talking about yoga. What's your favorite color?
You were so jazzed on mythological creatures.
Dude,
you were like,
guys, we have to talk about this. You spent 30 seconds. You didn't even listen to any of our responses. Yeah. You just wanted to get onto your list of topics, which include yoga.
No, I wear out, but
Logan's out.
I just love how
I paid attention. You like Bigfoot, who's not even a fucking mythological creature. You like the werewolf, which is from medieval times.
So you're disappointed with our answers. So you're just
like,
going to kill it.
And Benji,
Wikipedia literally said a werewolf is a mythological creature.
It can be written by anybody.
It can be written that.
But it's peer-reviewed.
It's
peer-reviewed by other peers.
A guy with facts and evidence.
Wrote whatever the fuck he wanted on Wikipedia. Benji's the only person who busted out a mythological creature.
He's
the only one.
You and called, I answered.
Benji wins. Take a drink.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Good job, man. Way to answer the real question. You guys had some monsters. That's cool. We can talk about your monsters if you want.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, but we'll talk about mythological creatures over here on this side.
And that's why I wanted to just talk about yoga. Just try to wash the taste out of our mouth of... That botched creatures question.
What a save. You did the logical creatures talk didn't work.
You did nothing. You did nothing with that subject whatsoever.
Anyway.
So you come in so jazzed on these topics.
So
and
jazzed.
Then you're like, ugh, like you instantly regret it after like 2 minutes. You're like, so you guys working out? Like it's so mundane. Like dude, you gotta like have some integrity and
nothing,
stick with
nothing
your subject. You know what I mean?
That question.
Go down
I
rabbit
do love
hole.
To switch to it. So you guys got a routine. Like,
that's all you talked about dude. All day was how we were gonna discuss mythological creatures. We're trying to throw it back and you had nothing to do with it.
I like the idea of
you busted out unicorn. I mean, come on.
Whenever there's a conversation.
Is that even Greek myth right there? Unicorn?
Well, Pegasus. To be fair, it's Pegasus.
That's wings. That's not a corn, you know, whatever.
Yeah, no, I just kind of ran with it. I iterated on it. Yeah.
Sounds like you just made
called
it up
audible.
Last second.
A little bit, yeah.
Like, you came in all jazz. You didn't even have a creature.
It's because he was going to say Loch Ness Monster, and then he got shitty that you stole his favorite creature, and now he's trying to squash the subject because he doesn't want to face the music.
No. I actually just came in not thinking at all about mythological creatures, to be
so
quite
you
honest.
Nothing else to discuss. That's what it is. Logan's got nothing.
Well, so I actually wanted to...
See, bros like to work out?
Yeah.
There was a angle I was going to talk about outside of the mythological creature.
Which is what?
And it's, like, how do you think your favorite mythological creature came to be? An example of this would be, like, the Kraken was often thought to be giant squid that, like, swam too close to surface. Yeah. Or vampires, a lot of people think it was rabies. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of the symptoms between rabies and vampires are pretty darn similar. Mm-hmm. So, like, thinking about your favorite mythological creature, assuming you don't think it's real, like, where do you think it came from?
Where do you think it came from?
Yeah.
Medusa.
Like, do you think anybody was like, Medusa was a real thing? Or do you think, like, some dude just made it up, like, to
get through
it? I don't
know, maybe, like, a Medusa was made after, like, somebody discovered, like, dreadlocks or something.
Yeah, if somebody saw dreadlocks, no, that's totally snakes.
The way they described it was like, their hair was all, it was like a bunch of snakes up there.
Ah! Yeah.
Don't look at it!
It could have been like you guys ever hear of like a rat king?
What?
Yes.
Wait, aren't the rat kings living in the sewers?
No, it's not just a giant king rat or something. No, a rat king. Good, do you want to explain, Des?
So it's not a king rat,
no, please.
It's a rat king.
Wait, no, I know what this is. I remember what this is, because I've heard you guys discuss
this,
and I asked what it is.
Super
it is messed up. Please elaborate, because I think
it
may be
off.
It's
a bunch of rats whose tails have become tangled into one super gross
rat
living
organism.
Being.
Yeah, that's real, right? Isn't that a thing, or no?
I think it's as real as king rats in the sewers, or like
the
alligator sharks, lizard people.
The lizard people run the world
it's
right
bullshit.
Now.
In other words, it's complete utter bullshit.
I, for one, have never seen a rat king.
But I like to believe that they're real.
I would imagine.
Somewhere out there is a rat king.
That's my new favorite mythological creature.
Rat king?
I'm supplanting werewolf with the rat king.
I've read a few stories, a few myths.
Most mythological creatures are what like people would wish could happen. I feel like a lot of
Medusa.
Like people, no, I mean like a unicorn. Take your unicorn for example. Horses are cool, but they're like, man, these horses would be super tight if they could fly.
Somebody glued
you know?
A horn on this bad
Put
boy.
Put a horn in the front; it could stab
wait,
some
wait,
shit.
Wait.
Unicorns don't fly. That's a Pegasus. I thought unicorns just had
no.
The
there,
horn.
There's definitely like subsets of unicorns that have additional powers, like the rainbow fart or flying.
Yeah,
it's
like
kind of like the Care Bears. Like, you know, they each have a special
I feel
power.
Like you're just making this up.
He
you
is.
Don't have any sort of basis.
Well,
I mean,
check
that's
Wikipedia in an hour or two, and we'll see who's
the
right
user,
there.
Oh, there's a new user-generated update here based on no facts whatsoever.
Well, I mean, because vampires, that's I mean, fun. I always thought vampires, I mean, the rabies thing makes a lot of sense, you know, but everybody thinks about immortality, and that's like, I feel like that's the one. That
so,
was
Benji,
what,
if you could be immortal, would you do it?
Yeah.
How come?
Because then I would never die. That's why.
But what if you kept aging, though? What if you kept aging?
Wait, I kept aging?
Yeah, like so like you still look like 80, 100...
Wait, I live forever, but like I just turned into like a prune eventually?
Yeah,
oh, well,
yeah.
No, that's stupid. I want to keep the...
Yeah, because you get to a point where...
Yeah, like if like a fort, like a cutoff, if like cut off for like 45, I'd be cool with that.
What about 46?
Okay.
50?
Yeah.
60?
Yeah.
65?
No.
63?
Mm-mm.
61?
Yep.
61 and a half?
Nope. 61 is my cutoff.
What about 61 in a day?
That would be my... Nope, 61. I gotta draw a line somewhere.
It's gonna happen with 61 in a day, man. You're shit out of luck. That's it. I bet
see
you bet.
Ya.
You're like, okay. Yeah, all right. Okay.
Yeah, I bet when that day happens, I'm gonna call you and be like, yeah, take it back. I totally do it.
Would you be okay being immortal if you didn't have a body? Is that all right?
No.
Is that all right?
I would not be cool with that.
Did we talk about this already?
Or we did. Well, you and I did. Not on the podcast.
Not on the podcast?
It was when we were driving back from Comic-Con. We talked about that.
Yeah. But Dez, you were okay with being immortal without a body, but you wanted to like see stuff or talk.
Well,
or
I wanted my senses. But that makes sense. If you don't have a body, you're not going to have your senses. And I think that would be absolute torture.
I think it'd be, like just to be like uploaded to like a server, like when you die, like get your brain.
You also said the scenario Logan presented was that you alone were uploaded to a computer.
Uploaded.
And you were fully uploaded to a computer and you're the only one in there. Right? You can't communicate with anyone.
Yeah. No. Wait. No, here was the situation. You're going to get uploaded. When you're fully uploaded, you can talk with people. You'll be able to see things, hear things, talk, like all that.
You were talking about the upload time,
but
right?
But you have to spend 500 years by yourself in the darkness.
No.
Like Helen Keller, but without touch.
No.
So by the time you come out of it, you're so psychologically damaged from being deprived
or you just feel great
senses.
Because you were just like chilling.
There's no way.
No, you'd forget how to do anything.
But you're just
500
relaxed.
Years.
But you're just relaxed.
If you're in solitary confinement for like 3 days, you'll be messed up.
But think about like those crazy like monks or yogis or that guy. Like,
but you're not. I'm not a crazy monk or yogi.
Not yet. Maybe after the 500
how would I
years?
Just teach myself to be a yogi all
you
of a sudden?
You just find something to do.
Within 72 hours, I would have gone mad.
I think we should try this.
I think you should try
like just the idea of like because that's the same as like a sensory deprivation chamber, right? Like the idea of that terrifies me. I don't want anything to do with
that. So you spend 72 hours in a sensory dep chamber?
How much money would you give me to spend 72 hours in a sensory deprivation zone?
What does it cost to spend 72 hours in a sensory dep chamber?
We'll use like a air conditioned bathroom.
An air conditioned bathroom?
I think they are got to be way more technical.
That sounds like it's not going to cost me a dime.
No. I'm saying how much would you give me to try pulling this off?
I'm not giving you anything.
That would like the blade challenge.
I'll give you a modicum of respect if you if you spend 72 hours locked in an air conditioned bathroom.
I did it. Just covered in my own excrement.
I'm not gonna pay you for that.
Can we do it as like
what,
a
name your price, Logan?
Can we do
what
like
you
a rock, like a rockathon or like a dance-a-thon or something where we like raise money
How
for a charity?
Any of this sensory deprivation whatsoever? You're gonna be in your well air conditioned
bathroom,
rocked out.
Bad, just
fully,
bleeding out,
fully
Logan,
lit,
filled with
incense burning bathroom.
No, because we're gonna sensory deprive it. It means darkness.
Okay.
It means no sounds, no smells. But it does have to be comfortable because it's deprived, not torture. So it has to be like perfectly 72
degrees.
Yeah, because that's like room temperature, right? If you want, I could just float in a pool for those 72 hours. But I have a feeling I'd get like mildew and. After a while, you're like floating in your own stuff, but
I wouldn't want anything to do with that.
That's a little
weird. That sounds like a horrible, horrible nightmare. Sounds like locked in. Syndrome.
Are you laying in the tub? Or are you sitting on the toilet?
I just
you
stand
can move
there.
Around.
I think I get a cushion to sit on.
Have you thought about this?
Now I am. I'll do this. The price is right. I'll do this.
What are you trying to prove with this?
I just want to try it, and I want to raise some money for ALS. Some people choose.
That's how it ends. That's how the chamber ends. You get
people.
Ice bucketed at the very end.
You ice bucket me, and
if
we're
you're,
good.
If you're doing it for a good cause, no one can criticize you.
That's
for
true.
It, right?
Yeah. You think somebody criticized me for it if I just did it just to do it? You think people would be like, shame on you for depriving yourself?
There's got to be somebody.
Yeah, probably.
That was immoral and illicit to deprive yourself
of
your senses for
72
hours.
You know what,
hours.
That guy?
I think you'd get some finger wagging.
From who? Who's against sensory deprivation?
I don't know.
Dude, we live in America. There's always somebody
out there.
Against something.
There's a guy out there with a sign somewhere.
This sounds like conjecture.
It is.
Yeah. Completely.
100%.
Totally.
Yeah.
How about you, John? Would you upload your brain to the computer systems?
The systems?
The computer systems?
I bet John would.
John, you're really quiet. You're normally very talkative, and you're clammed
some
up over
scotch.
Here. Drink some more scotch. Drink some more scotch and tell us about uploading your mind to the systems. Or don't say anything at all.
Or don't say anything at all.
Or don't say anything at all.
It's not like this podcast is
no. It's okay.
For listening
it's okay. We're
like
we're not supposed to be talking to each other. We'll move on to the next subject.
Yeah, I'm deeply considering the idea. Come back to me in like 2 hours, and
we don't have time for that. We actually have to
wrap
up
like
15
minutes.
In like 4 minutes here.
All right. So. Well, if it got close to my deathbed, you know, a lot of people they get desperate. You know, they'll turn to religion or whatever they didn't believe in before. So if I right now, no. But
if I'm getting close to death and I know it's coming around the corner, I might jump ship and go into a computer.
What kind of computer? Do you have a preference?
A Dell.
Amiga. Dell? You want to be in a Dell?
You go to a Dell. On a closed network Dell.
I want to go on one of those gateways.
I want to be in the dial-up Dell. And you can hear every time it boots up, you know, the sound, you can hear me. And you hug like, it's like me screaming, though. Like, every time you boot it up, you just hear me.
I guess I don't have a lot of experience with Dells to know all these.
Yeah. I don't either.
Just dial-up. You know how it makes those weird sounds, you know?
Yeah, I hear a lot of people don't know what that sounds like anymore, like kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we should play one, Benji. Maybe edit one in right here.
Edit one in?
Do you edit this, Benji?
Yeah, I do. Or was it?
That's
that's why a lot of the times you guys always throw out these ideas of all these things.
Do you want to hop on?
Yeah, sure.
Here, take a spot.
We're going to wrap up in 3 minutes, though.
Really?
Oh, great.
Yeah. Really?
Will can do the wrap-up.
Okay. All right, well, here's a
thanks, Ben.
Potential... This is a good
Shut up,
subject.
John.
All right, Will.
So what did we learn today, guys?
Nothing.
What are we talking about?
What is your first memory with the internet?
My first... You know what? I know exactly what my first memory with the internet was. Well, there's a couple. I don't know quite specifically what chronological order. I remember when I was a little kid... We would play Sierra. Do you guys remember Space Quest? Do you remember the Space Quest games with Roger Wilco?
Vaguely.
No.
Vaguely. I was more of a Monkey Island guy.
Yeah, there was like King's Quest and stuff. So yeah. I would play these point-and-click games with my mom. And we would get stuck, and then we'd go online to like the Sierra Hint which was like you'd have to go online, and you'd pay like a couple bucks. And
FAQs back then, right?
No game facts. So we had straight through CompuServe, like old 80s school CompuServe. And then I remember, I think my first Google search was Star Wars, and I looked at, like, concept art for Boba Fett, which took, like, way too long to load.
Did you see anything illicit while you were there?
No, that came a little while later.
Okay. That came a little while later, like, the bubble in the throat.
This is the, the way of things.
By the way, do you guys hear that they're doing a new King's Quest?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. It's a bunch of USC alum.
Oh, really? No kidding.
Yeah. No, so we were asking, one of the things we talked about was, if you hear the term mythological creature, what does that mean to you?
It means like a griffin.
Okay.
Or like the Hydra or something like that.
Like, would you say a werewolf is a mythological creature?
That's a good question.
Wikipedia says it is.
You know what it
I
is?
I say
yeah.
it isn't. I was like, I don't know, does this is from medieval times?
It's mythological. There's the werewolf myth. I've heard that.
What about Bigfoot? This is hard.
It's a myth. The definition
Bigfoot's
of
an urban
myth.
Legend. Urban. That's a different thing than a myth. I feel like Bigfoot's too recent to be a myth.
What is the definition of myth?
Old. It's an old thing.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
You're not sure.
Are you? Do you want me to Google it?
Yes.
Do you want me to look
I want
it?
To know. Because
we've been debating. So 30 seconds left.
What is and what isn't a mythological creature? I want to know before this ends, what does myth mean?
Will's
so, Will, what's your
it.
Favorite mythological creature?
My favorite mythological creature? You know what it is? Here's what it is. Here's why Bigfoot isn't, is because people think Bigfoot is real. Because there's debate about the reality of Bigfoot. And same thing with the Loch Ness Monster. That's why the Loch Ness Monster is not a mythological creature. Because there's like people like a werewolf. Everyone knows werewolves aren't real. Everyone knows werewolves are bullshit.
Not always, though. During the witch trials, people thought werewolves were real persecuted.
Yeah,
but now in the modern
Kraken.
So
the Kraken they thought was real.
But then if they thought that ended up being a squid.
So if 200 years from now, people widely recognize there is no such thing as Bigfoot,
is
it could then be
a
mythological
story,
creature?
Especially one concerning the early history of a people explaining some natural or social phenomenon typically involving supernatural beings or events. Synonyms, folktale, folk story, legend, tale, story, fable, saga, mythos, lore, folklore, mythology, ancient Greek myths. So there you go, John.
So Bigfoot isn't a myth?
Sorry, Bigfoot's not a myth. Bigfoot's an urban legend because people think Bigfoot is real and he was like a hoax and all this other stuff.
That's bullshit. That's
so the
is a myth.
Lesson learned tonight is John was wrong.
I think John
ruined the podcast.
Is a myth.
You blew it.
So Will, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
How's life?
It's great.
What have you been up to?
Hold on.
We're getting the wrap up.
Will's here to wrap up the podcast.
Yeah. So
Will, take us out.
You guys have been watching the Rocket Jump podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.
No one knows what it's called.
Hold on.
Calls the right damn thing.
We're on the Face Rocker podcast on Rocket Jump.
We rock faces all day long and night with our talking.
Good night and
our,
hold on, Will. Let's spice things up just a little, if it's okay with you. Could you maybe do some horoscopes?
some horoscopes.
Take us out with some horoscopes. I'm Sagittarius. Read me.
I'm Sagittarius.
Cancer. I'm Cancer.
I'm score Libra.
Can we do this one at a time,
yeah,
please?
Yeah.
Okay, Sagittarius.
You don't even feel his palms are in?
Sagittarius, you will not be interrupted by Logan Olson as you tell somebody's horoscope. Sagittarius, you find a rock in your shoe. Watch out for friends who have come into a windfall of fortune. What about you?
I'm score Libran.
You're a what?
I'm score Libran. Half Scorpio, half Libran.
What does that mean?
I'm on the cusp.
Give me a real answer and I'll give you a real horoscope.
Mofo? It's... God damn!
You gotta pick one.
Score Libran. No, blink out of existence. It's a real thing. Because such a thing does not exist and John Carman is stupid.
It's a real thing. Google it.
Cancer.
Cancer. You get cancer.
Oh shit.
That's not... No, that's not...
Have a wonderful evening, folks.
That's not a real one. We can't end on
that. And that's our podcast.
Cancer. Enemies conspire around you, but trust in your friends because they will see you through all conflicts. Lucky lotto numbers 3, 17, 14, 22.
Well done, Will.
Okay. Very nice.
Thank you,
Will.
All right. All right. Actually,
and that's the Face Rocker podcast.
Good job, podcast.
I got to go.
Thank you for listening and or watching. If you're listening, check it out on YouTube. If you're watching, check it out on iTunes. Want to thank Alex Reeves for producing tonight. Sound engineering. Thank you, Benji Dolly, for producing. Thank you for our audience who's back here.
And thank you, John, for guesting.
John, Benji, Will, for stopping by. We appreciate it. If you guys are listening on iTunes, don't forget to subscribe and rate the podcast. It'll be a big help. And Chillest Bro You Know t-shirts are available now on shop.rocketjump.com. I don't know what the price is. Go check it out.
Can I see the shirt?
Yeah.
We're going to show the shirt.
All right.
Anyway, thank you.